Music Story Time is brought to you by Uphill Media. Hey everybody, this is GM John, and the first installment of Music Story Time. I'm used to doing this on live streams, and so it's very different for me to do this pre-recorded and not in front of a live audience. And it's been a challenge, I'll tell you that, because if I'm not live, then I don't sound live. So we're not reading a script. There's a nice script with the story for this on the website, and that's not exactly what you're going to hear right now. You're going to hear the unedited raw version of this. And it starts with depression. In 2017, I was extremely depressed because I'd finished a book called The End of Ice, and it really doesn't help you feel any better about the situation with the climate crisis or anything going on today. It makes you understand that we have an obligation that we've pretty much ignored. And I didn't know how to deal with that, and I'm still struggling with that today. By 2019, I was super depressed, and I needed to vent. I needed to figure out a way to release some grief, and I'm a creator, so I was looking for a way to creatively release this grief, and I came across Snow Patrol's song Life on Earth, and it was like a punch in the gut. It was everything that I wanted to say. It just screamed it. And then I went and watched the video, and I was like, no, this video does not do it for me. There's another video that needs to be made that goes along with this music. And so I decided to make it. But I was not alone in my awe at the amazing song that was Life on Earth. And in a 2018 Billboard article, singer-songwriter Gary Lightbody was asked why he thought it was the best song he'd ever written. And this is his response. He said, because of what it does to people. I've witnessed people having a religious experience. I've had friends who their jaws have hit the floor. This look comes on their face when the chorus kicks in. I've just never seen it when I played a song before, maybe with Chasing Cars, but I've never had a stronger reaction to a song ever. It's very hard to know that when you're writing it, especially when it takes 5 years. I didn't know anything about the Billboard article until just recently, actually, in doing preparation for this Music Story Time. And so that really blew me away. And then I realized there was a big connection there between Gary Lightbody and his struggling with sobriety. I personally have struggled with sobriety as well. And I realized that, you know, we're as a species, the human species is struggling with its own addiction issue with oil and fossil fuels. And until governments and corporations put our species before profit, this addiction will never end. And sobriety for the human race starts with recognizing our mistakes and honoring our obligation to this planet as primary caretakers. That's civics 101. If we can't even take care of the habitat that we thrive in, then we fail as people trying to make a civilization. And so that's the basis of this story. And so I put together a video remix of Life on Earth. It's got some additional voices. And this is the end product of my creative vent. You can watch the video and listen to the audio anytime on Cork. The song does have explicit lyrics, so it will only be heard on the station between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. In my view, it is a very appropriate use of profanity. Here's Snow Patrol's Life on Earth, Climate Crisis Remix.
Earth Day demonstrations began in practically every city and town in the United States this morning. The first massive nationwide protest against the pollution of the environment.
This planet is threatened with destruction, and we who live in it with death. The heavens reek, the waters below are foul, children die in infancy, and we and the world which is our home live on the brink of nuclear annihilation. We are in a crisis of survival.
This is a CBS News special, Earth Day, a question of survival.
The first snow, first winter of my life, I was told it was the height of me. The first dance, well, the first one that counted, felt like my blood was built from crackling lights. All this ancient wildness,
Some quarters saw more than coincidence in the fact that Earth Day occurred on the 100th anniversary of the birth of Lenin, the father of Soviet communism. The Comptroller General of Georgia, James Bentley, sent out $1,600 worth of telegrams warning that Earth Day might be a communist plot.
CBS's and the NBC's of the world will be doing prime time specials on these programs, having different scientists talking about the issue.
Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you're never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to.
Some people say that we are not doing enough to fight climate change, but that is not true. Because to not do enough, you have to do something. And the truth is, we are basically not doing anything. And yes, some people are doing more than they can, but they are too few and too far from power to make a difference today. Some people say that the climate crisis is something that we all have created. But that is just another convenient lie. Because if everyone is guilty, then no one is to blame. And someone is to blame.
This is not the love you've had before. This is something else. This is something else. This is not the same as other days. This is something else. This is something else.
You go to the front door and knock on the door and you just drive something home and look them in the eye. What would you tell them?
Our children and grandchildren are facing the gravest danger that our country has ever confronted, and it's up to us to save them from what they will have to suffer through unless we change policies. And the good news is we have all the solutions available. We can reduce pollution in the air and water at the same time. We can create tens of millions of new jobs and lower people's electric bills all at the same time. Are you with us?
Music Storytime is brought to you by Uphill Media. To find out more, go to uphillmedia.org.